producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Adam Thompson Show.
Cutting edge.
He just told you to shut the up.
No holds barred.
Thanks for not calling me a liar, son of a...
The latest trending topics, legal cases, and social issues. In-your-face commentary on all subjects. Adam Thompson.
You can't handle the truth.
Adam Thompson brings his 25-year experience as a high-profile criminal and civil trial lawyer and gritty New York street smarts and attitude to the studio.
Real unbiased talk.
Don't you want respect? Give respect.
You never know what he'll say next. This is the Adam Thompson Show. Here's your host, Adam Thompson.
Good evening and welcome to the Adam Thompson Show, everybody. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is Thanksgiving week. Hope everybody's had a great holiday. I hope everybody ate a lot of turkey, a lot of pie, that, you know, it's just coming out of your pores, that you're just sitting back in the chair, you almost can't even stand. Because you know what? This is the time to give thanks for all the good things in your life. I'm thankful I have a great partner, I love my wife, I love my son, I have a great six-year-old son who's just full of life and full of energy, happy, smiling, laughing all the time. And that's what life is about, your family, the good things. Focus on the positivity of the world. Focus on good, positive things. Get the negative away from you. Get all these things away from you that bring you down and that don't help move you forward. And when I look about what we'll be talking about on today's show, about a teenager shot and killed in Chicago, shot 16 times in under 10 seconds. You flip the channel, you see another news show, and we see that the United States with France and Turkey and other members of NATO were on the verge of maybe a world war with Russia because a Russian plane was shot down by Turkey because of all the madness going on in Syria. We have refugees banging on the door to get in. Some legitimately just want to flee to save their lives, while who knows who's trying to sneak in with them that could be a terrorist and then bring horror to this country. You know, we saw what happened in Paris with terrorist attacks, people getting killed. There's so much going on around us that's negative, that's evil, that's bad. We need to reflect on our world. And when you flip the channel again, you see all the people running for political office. You have your Ben Carsons and Trump and Clinton, the whole bunch of them. And you got to ask yourself, look at the state of the world that we have today. How can we make it a better place? Is it through electing one of these leaders? Do any of these leaders really move you to say, boy, they're the person to change the world. They're going to make things positive. Or are they all just preaching the same thing? I'll bet the best military ever will bomb the hell out of everybody. More killing, I promise you. But we'll be safe because we'll kill. You know, is it all the same stuff? We just hear the same kind of conversation all the time. Better jobs, more jobs. Going to fix the country. No more homeless. Medicine will be fine. We're going to get all the military what they need. And all those poor veterans that are living on the street homeless, we'll give them a home and we'll give them some food finally. Maybe some medicine too. We hear the same promises every 4 years. Over and over and over. Same commercials. This guy's a creep or that woman's a creep. What they're saying is a lie and they're bad people. But I'm not a bad person. Elect me. Like I'm listening to Ben Carson. Everybody needs to be on a database with all their information because the government should be able to track everybody. Really? Is that America? Is that the kind of country we live in? Maybe it is the Ben Carson, but he also thinks that Joshua built the pyramid so we could store grain. It wasn't built by Egyptians for pharaohs that were there laid to rest. Who knows? This is Ben Carson. These are the people that want to run our country. People that are clueless. Anyone in their right mind that would ever push a button to elect Ben Carson has to be insane. But the problem is, when he's on a stage speaking, and he's given the opportunity just by being on TV, people are blind, you know, brainwashed into thinking that that adds credibility to this person. He's on TV. He's part of a debate. He had to be vetted. He must know what he's talking about. And the problem is, he isn't. You know, his own representative said he's clueless about foreign affairs. In case you're wondering why I mentioned Ben Carson to begin with and how this all segues, that's it. When you look at the state of the world today and what's going on, imagine if we elect an official. This applied to like a Sarah Palin as well. A person who's clueless about history, what has taken place, about what's going on in the world, where we're going, what direction we're leading to. When a crisis occurs, who's going to be at that button? Who's going to make that decision? Is this a decision when we, you know, send jet rockets there that could drop bombs, that could cause mass destruction? Is this a situation we need to press a button to launch a nuke that will launch mass deaths as well as release radiation and possibly lead to World War III? Well, the commander-in-chief makes those ultimate decisions. They're in charge of the military. I know Congress has to pass an act of war, but the president can make immediate reactions to certain situations. We got to have the right person making those decisions. It certainly wasn't a Sarah Palin. We know that's why McCain lost. It certainly isn't a Ben Carson. I hope he disappears sooner than later. But is it any of these other candidates? We got to have the right people at the helm making the right decisions. Look at the people that are marching in the streets, protesting in Chicago. They're complaining about the same thing, but on a local level. I'm talking about the world stage. We need leaders that can meet with other leaders, speak in an intelligent way with knowledge based on history about what to do that's right for our country and everyone else. Move the planet forward. You move the planet forward, that includes the United States. But even at a local level, we have police officers out there that are responding to situations, and in matters of seconds, they're pulling out firearms and killing people. Now, I think cops have a hard job. I think that, you know, what they do every day should be applauded, and most cops are great. But there's just the percentage of them that are carrying out these reckless acts. I'm not going to say they intentionally are executing people. I think that sounds ridiculous. But who knows? We know that there are reckless acts going on. We see countless cases now where people are getting killed. And I say countless, and people say, oh, that's so extreme, and he's saying countless. I looked something up. I believe it was on the Guardian site. They have a track that they keep of all cases. I think it's over 1,000 now, people killed from law enforcement in this country just for this year. 1,000 people by law enforcement. Now, many of those shootings and deaths might be justified. Suspects coming after police officers, they had to use their firearm to protect themselves. I'm sure a percentage of them, it is justified, and the police had no choice but to do what they did. But I'm sure there's a great many that weren't. And that's the point. We have to have the right people always at the trigger, always to push the button. The president in the White House, and the force that's patrolling our streets every day. Remember, they're there to serve and protect. When the people start having confidence in a police force to serve and protect and think it's something else, we have a problem. It leads to more civil disobedience. It leads to distrust. If we believe in our police force and think that they're fair and that justice will prevail in things they do, we have more faith that the system works and people will be treated properly. Then there's less problems. But that's not the case. When we wait a year from a police shooting taking place involving this young man who was shot 16 times to get indicted when the video was so clear as it was, and the indictment comes a day before the video is going to be released to the general public, everyone's antennas go up. Why was this video held back for a year to begin with? The video is clear as day what happened. Why did the police force not take immediate action after looking at this video the same day it happened? Well, you want a proper investigation, you got to talk to witnesses, you got to do your due diligence. Great. What does that take? A couple of weeks? A month? Give them benefit of the doubt. 2 months? It waited a year, folks. It waited a year. And ironically, it happened the day before the video was going to be released where the whole public knew. So they couldn't wait until the video comes out and then take action afterwards, because everyone would be, we'd see more protests with riots taking place again. So they indict the day before. I mean, this just builds and breeds distrust. This is why we have problems. People don't believe in local law enforcement anymore. They think it's a sham. People don't believe in our elected officials anymore because they know they're nothing more than mouthpieces for big corporations and big lobbyist groups that are paying them millions of dollars to basically push their agendas ahead of what Americans need and want.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeCIG.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, everybody. I want to talk about what's going on now with the NATO-Russian tensions that are rising after Turkey downed a Russian jet. I can't tell you the countless number of tweets and emails that I received all saying, is this going to lead to war? Is World War III knocking at our door? And, of course, I'm talking about, and we haven't seen this in just decades, you know, two superpowers really at odds for the first time in like I said, that's been decades. Because for those of you who might have missed this or got confused by the story, the reports are on Tuesday, Turkish fighter jets shot down a Russian warplane that Turkey said had strayed into its airspace. And everything escalated from there. We now have on the table, will NATO have to support Turkey if this escalates into war? What's going to happen is anyone's guess. It's up in the air right now. So to put some light on this topic, I couldn't think of anybody better to bring in than our foreign policy expert that we always have on the show to discuss things all Middle East and things of this nature, from the Clarion Project. Check him out at theclarionproject.org, Ryan Morrow. Ryan, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
All right, so I know you've been following this very closely. If you can, in a quick synopsis, if anyone in our audience for whatever reason was locked in a closet and missed what's going on, because this has been the top news story around the world, what is this situation all about from both sides? What is Russia's view of this, and what is Turkey's view, and in line with that, the U.S. policy behind this?
Sure. The civil war in Syria is by far the most complex and the bloodiest conflict on the planet right now. And so it's hard to boil it down, but if I had to, I'd put it down this way. On the side of the dictator is Iran and Russia. On the side of those that want to overthrow the dictator, Turkey would be one of those countries supporting the rebels that want to overthrow the dictator. And so there's a lot of tension between Turkey and Russia because they are on opposite sides in Syria, and the U.S. is on the same side as Turkey. So now what's happening is that Russia is bombing the rebels that Turkey supports, and Russia has had their aircraft go into Turkish airspace in the past as an intimidation tactic to say, we own the skies, and get used to it. What happened is a little bit sketchy still over the past 48 hours because someone's lying and we don't know who it is, and I don't trust the Turkish government or the Russian government. But the Russian government says that their plane did not enter Turkish airspace. The Turks shot it down, and as a result, it's an act of aggression, that Turkey planned this. It wasn't an accident, and they have to respond now. What the Turks are saying is that the Russian plane did enter their airspace and repeatedly ignored their warnings to leave, and so they shot it down. And so one side's lying. There should be radar information so that the U.S. knows the truth, but right now we're avoiding taking a side because we don't want to escalate the tension into an unnecessary conflict.
Now, with that said, Turkey is a member of NATO. There's clear articles that all NATO members follow, one of them being if a NATO member is attacked, that the allies, the other members of NATO, will support that country that's subject to aggression. Am I right on that?
You're correct. But when you really examine the wording of the NATO agreement, the alliance that includes the U.S. and Turkey, and so we would be required to defend them from Russia, it only applies if one of the NATO members is attacked by an enemy, as opposed to an enemy responding to something a NATO member did. So if Turkey shoots down a Russian plane and then Russia responds, you can make the argument that we are not required to defend Turkey. But then there would be those that would say we are. It's a little bit of a gray zone there. Personally, I am not a fan of the Turkish government, which I consider to be a state sponsor of terrorism nowadays. I don't want to get the U.S. involved in this conflict, and I think it's avoidable. It's very possible Turkey's trying to lure us in because they've tried doing that before. And I would even kick Turkey out of NATO because of how they've been acting. So I don't want to be one of the voices here saying, all right, we'll stand up to the Russians for the sake of the Turks.
Right, and you raise an interesting point that was actually going to be my next question. You know, Turkey can try to play the card and say, I'm a member of NATO, we're under attack, you guys, according to our agreement, have to jump in. I think that's why the U.S. is not taking a position yet, because they can backdoor it out by saying, well, no, actually, if what Russia says is correct and you fired upon them improperly, we're not getting involved in a war that could lead to World War III, so we're out. But the point I wanted to follow up on, and we only have 3.5 minutes left, that I think is very important is, why is Turkey still part of NATO? I don't think it's any surprise to most people that Turkey does, in fact, sponsor many of these terrorist organizations. In fact, many say are really sponsoring and supporting, in many ways, ISIS itself. And here's Russia trying to knock out ISIS. We know why, because they want to keep Assad in power. But Don't we know that Turkey is sponsoring these terrorist groups, including and/or ISIS? Why are we then allowing them to do that, and why are we not asking that they be removed from NATO?
Turkey, at the very least, allowed ISIS to grow. They probably were facilitating it. Now they're kind of fighting ISIS. But we also know that Turkish intelligence has helped the al-Qaeda branch in Syria. So it depends on which terrorist group they want to support, but the bottom line is that they support terrorism, and they promote Islamic extremism. So it's, I don't consider Turkey to be an ally anymore, but it's a bitter pill for a lot of people to swallow, especially in the State Department, because Turkey's been an ally of the U.S. for so long. We've never kicked a member out of NATO, and there actually isn't a process to kick someone out of NATO. You go to the website, it says that they're bound together by commitment to democracy and common national security concerns. Turkey is rolling back their democracy. They're on the opposite side in terms of national security, so they don't belong there. But there is no spelled out process to kick them out.
So with that said, President Obama has met with the president of France. Do you think that the NATO response to this is appropriate, or do you think that they're reacting too meekly, or they're being too aggressive?
I think President Obama is striking the right tone right now in terms of the situation with Turkey, because we don't want to be manipulated by the Turks. They've tried making the argument in the past that because some of the Syrian dictators' munitions fell over into Turkish territory and there were some clashes, that we have to go in and defend them. So we know what game they're playing. In terms of Russia, it's a balancing act. You have to stand up for them somewhat because they are bombing rebels that are not necessarily terrorists that we support, but there's also room for cooperation, and I don't think it's in our interest to escalate the situation. So it's a very delicate balancing act right now that we're trying to figure out.
And you have to make the right calls here. I was watching some shows, I don't know if it was in reference to this, but they said they'd rather be weak and right than strong and wrong. And you don't want to put America in harm's way going full force into a war without knowing all the facts and the correct facts. But in less than a minute, because that's all we have left, so many people are afraid, because Russia's involved, their allegiance with Iran, everything going on in that region, which is always a trigger point, are the fears of the start of a world war legitimate?
With how things are spiraling out of control, I would say there's some legitimacy, but I would not consider it likely. I would not be panicking, and I would enjoy Thanksgiving nonetheless.
Okay, we'll leave it there then. Words of wisdom from our resident foreign policy expert, always a voice for reason and always someone with excellent information. I want to thank you. That was Ryan Morrow. Be sure to go to their website, theclarionproject.org. Check out what they do. They always have great information posted on that site about everything you really want to know if it involves what's going on with the United States, both domestically and abroad. With that said, everybody, we'll be right back, and please do your own research on this subject. I know many of you are concerned, but remember, information is knowledge.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. worry. The good news is we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's get to it. You know, all over the media, we've been hearing about the horrific story that took place in Chicago. And, of course, I'm talking about the case involving the Chicago police officer who shot a black teen 16 times. And a video just was released prior to a one-year deadline that a judge had previously imposed that the video would become public information. And just before that video was going to be released, the state attorneys came out and they're charging the Chicago police officer with first-degree murder. Many people, of course, are outraged after seeing the video by the actions of the officer. Many are just outraged at the fact that they took a year to release the video. Others are mad that they, knowing what the video contained, that they waited a year to bring charges and formally indict this officer. So with that as the buildup, I couldn't think of anyone better to bring on the show to discuss the actions of the police officer and get his take on it than former New York City police commissioner and author of From Jailer to Jailed, Bernie Kerik. Bernie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, I know you're very familiar with what took place in Chicago. Let's just get right to it. Do you think the actions of this police officer shooting this teen 16 times in a matter of just 15 seconds or less was justified, yes or no?
Look, I can only go by what I saw on the video. And the video that I was shown, the video that everybody has seen so far, there does not appear to be an imminent threat to the officers. There doesn't appear to be an imminent threat of deadly force to anyone else. And that is what would justify the use of deadly force by one of those cops. If there's no imminent threat of deadly force being used against the cop or against someone else, then they have no right to take deadly force or use deadly force. And in this case, you actually see the suspect walking away from the cops. One cop fires two rounds. The guy goes down. Then he basically fires 14 more rounds, hitting this guy a total of 16 times within several seconds. And I don't see the justification for it. You know, keep in mind, They had a right to stop him. They probably had a right to arrest him. There had been a call for a police call, a 911 call, that he was breaking into cars or stealing something. He had a knife in his hand, in his possession. But he clearly, based on the video that I saw, was not an imminent threat to those officers or anyone else. And I just, personally, I don't see the justification for the use of force.
So looking at this video, as an attorney of 25 years who's handled many civil rights litigations involving the New York City Police Department and bringing cases for excessive force, watching this video, it's evident to me the actions of the police officer were clearly excessive. He went from A to Z quickly. What I want my audience to understand is, if someone who really understands this area, Bernie, there's many other options that a police officer could have taken under these circumstances, particularly when you see the car he pulls up in. There's many other officers on the scene, so he has backup. There's other support there. As you said, the suspect's walking away. What other things could have been done? Because the first thing when I talk to people is they're outraged, because it always seems to be, we see an incident, boom, guns are out and shots are being fired. Why aren't other approaches being used? We know they carry other weapons or other types of different instruments that they can employ in these situations, but we never seem to see those being used. What else could have been done?
Well, listen, first of all, you know, there's a number of non-lethal options that they can use. Most recently, I guess over the last 10 years or so, the most used would be a taser gun. You know, in this case, it doesn't appear that these guys had a taser. In fact, I think the radio run was actually calling for somebody with a taser to come to the scene. In New York City, not every cop has a taser. Supervisors have them, certain units have them, but not every cop has one. Not every cop is trained with one. So if you're a cop, you arrive at the scene, there's a guy with a deadly weapon. A knife is a deadly weapon. He's walking down the street, he's got the knife in hand. You know, you wanna lock him up, you're gonna arrest him, you're gonna take some sort of action. You tell him to stop, not to move. He continues to move. He's doing whatever he's doing. You know, if that guy ran toward that cop, moved toward that cop in some affirmative movement, I would say he would have been justified to use deadly physical force. But when you watch that video, it is clear that that guy is moving away from the cops. Then he does this thing where he spins around in a circle. I don't know if he scared the cop, if he frightened the cop into thinking he was going for a gun or what he was doing. At that point, the cop fires two rounds. The guy goes down. Well, now, for sure, 100%, he is not an imminent threat to anyone. He's down. He's on the ground, lying on the ground. And then the cop fires 14 rounds. There isn't a cop. Realistically, I don't think there's a cop anywhere that could look at that video and justify that use of force.
Well, I agree with you. And you raised some interesting points in your last response, and I want to follow up with them. We have around 2.5 minutes left. You said not all cops carry around a taser gun. Not all cops have that equipment. And they're not all, even if the equipment's available, not all are trained to use it. And I think that really speaks to this problem. Maybe so many times we jump from A to Z with a gun being used because other non-lethal options are not available or the officers aren't trained. I can't tell you the countless number of cases I've done where officers have testified at depositions, and I'm not making this up, where they didn't have a nightstick, they didn't have mace, they didn't have a taser. All these things that you think are readily available, they didn't have. I know, Bernie, if they had mace on them, couldn't they have shot mace, which has a 20-foot distance in its application, at this guy to blind them is one option as well?
You know, if they had it, one, if they're trained with it and it's department policy, that's one issue. Two, did they have it with them? Three, was it a non-lethal, remedy to a possible lethal action. You know, keep in mind this guy had a knife. If these guys see a guy with a knife, the automatic assumption when that radio run comes in, you know, there's a guy walking down the street, running down the street, he's got a knife in hand. Well, the automatic assumption is deadly physical force. A guy's going to pull his weapon. You know, but I just have to tell you, I've watched this thing 10 times now. I don't get the justification for use of force. And to go back to the taser issue, personally, I think every cop in every police department in this country should have a taser, because I can assure you, in this case, had they hit this guy with a taser, knocked him to the ground, locked him up, put handcuffs on him, stood him up, brushed him off, take him to the hospital and get checked, he'd be living today, and those cops would have gone about their business. They would have saved millions in litigation costs and other things, and that would pay for the taser. And it's, you know, a lot of departments will say, we don't have the money to pay for everybody to have a taser and be trained with the taser. Well, I got news for you. If you lose one of these litigations, it far surpasses the money you would have spent on a taser and the training for every cop in your department.
Well, absolutely. I agree. And the lives of the citizens take priority over all of this. If it costs more money to get the job done the right way, then you got to spend more money. I believe we need to do better training. We need to do better arming of the police officers with more non-lethal options and so on. We only have 30 seconds left. I want to ask you this before we go. Rudy Giuliani, who you worked under, has come out today on this case and said in an interview that he believes that the cops' actions were justified because the teen had committed a crime, quote unquote. Do you agree with the former mayor on that?
I don't. I think he may have been taken out of context. I'm not sure. Listen, I agree with the mayor that the cops had a right to be there. The cops had a right to stop him. The cops had a right to arrest him. I would agree.
Well, I don't think anyone disagrees with that. The whole question here is the use of lethal force. All right. Well, we got to leave it there. I want to thank former New York City Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik. We'll have you back real soon, Bernie. Thank you.
Thank you.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, everybody, is that time on the Adam Thompson Show? Let me get the gloves off. This is when we get down and dirty. This is what all you guys email me about and tweet about and send me Facebook links about. Of course, it's our debate segment. I want to thank all the good positive comments coming in about it. And I got to say, I like keeping it fresh and like keeping it as impromptu and spontaneous as possible. As you guys know, we bring on great people with great opinions. And we let them all slug it out so you guys get the most accurate and truest form of commentary possible. Because we do not prepare them what the topics are going to be. Using common sense, a lot of times you know where we're going. But we don't give them speaking points. We don't let them have a set of questions and answers. We don't give them funny quips or intelligent quips to say so they sound like they're geniuses. Whatever they say is from their heart, and they're saying what they honestly think and believe, which is why this gets such a positive review and feedback from all our listeners. So with that said, let me introduce the panel. Many people are returning. Libertarian Party Chair Nicholas Sarwark, welcome back. One of my favorites, Brad Hirschfield, author and the president of CLAL. And you got to check out this book, You Don't Have to Be Wrong for Me to Be Right. Great read. You guys will love it. I urge everyone to pick it up. And pinch hitting for one of our panelists who had a last-minute cancellation because something came up is none other than our show's producer, Ryan McCormick. You know him. You've seen him before. He comes off the bat, and he has a lot to say. Welcome, everybody.
Good to be here.
All right. Happy holidays to everybody. So let's get it started. I just had a former New York Police Commissioner, Bernie Kerik, on the show, and we were talking about the video that was just released in Chicago. Of course, I'm referring to Jason Van Dyke, a veteran police officer who was indicted on Tuesday for first-degree murder. He's accused of shooting 17-year-old Laquan McDonald 16 times in a matter of seconds when responding to a call. Pretty much by consensus, most people think that the actions were unjustified. It was clearly excessive force. I have to say, as a criminal attorney and a civil rights attorney for 25 years, having litigated countless of these cases, I agree. And I just wanted to get a different take on this from the panel to see if you guys agree or disagree. The reason I bring this up, when I had Bernie on the show just moments ago, he clearly is someone who was former police commissioner, thought that the actions too were excessive. But startlingly enough, former Mayor Giuliani, who actually appointed Bernie, issued statements saying that he thought that the shooting seemed to appear to be justified and that police officers did what they did, quote unquote, because the suspect had committed a crime, unquote. So I found that pretty remarkable that the former mayor would say that. I don't even know what he's basing that on, but let me get it started off with you, Brad. Do you think the officer's actions here were justified, yes or no? And what could the officer have done differently than just go from A to Z pulling out his gun? What other options should he have explored?
So, Adam, I don't know how to say in enough and strong enough ways that the answer is it was unjustified based on every piece of evidence I have seen. Could there be other evidence? There could. Has this been under investigation for a year? It has. Do I think the timing of the bringing of these charges was at least as much motivated by politics and the prosecutor in Chicago wanting to get ahead of the news cycle because a judge had said you have to release the tape? I do. Does that concern me? It does. But here's what I can't get away from. The guy rolled up on the scene with other officers already present, and within 30 seconds, unloaded a 16-clip magazine into another human being, more than half of the shots when he was already on the ground. That is outrageous. I can't tell people is it murder one or not. That's for the system to figure out. But the scene as portrayed in the videos captured from his dashboard camera are chilling to nauseating. It is absolutely outrageous. I want to be clear. People have a legal obligation to obey officers of the law. And we all have a vested interest in getting people to follow those requirements. It's what keeps us all safe. But somehow, as you said, he went from A to Z in like 0 seconds flat, and that is inexcusable. There is no question, when you're a police officer, you do have to get people to listen, and when they refuse, and he did have a pocket knife. It's not a serious, it's not a deadly weapon, and he wasn't brandishing it, but it could be a deadly weapon, and that shouldn't be minimized. But there is a long way to go between shooting someone once or waiting for the taser that had been requested and unloading a full 16-round magazine into one person with more than half the shots entering his body when he was already on the ground. That's just not right. That's not good police work.
Right. I agree 100% with everything you just said, Brad. And let me take it to you now, Nicholas, because when I had Bernie Kerik on, I specifically raised some of the points Brad is bringing forward now, specifically when – you know, we see all these cases, and it seems to be the same thing. A to Z in hyperdrive, and guns are blazing, and someone's dead. And I asked Bernie, I know from doing these cases there's so many other options that are non-lethal. Why aren't they using tasers? Why aren't they using mace? Mace, when you spray it, has a 20-foot distance. There were numerous cops there. The guy surrounded. They could have easily used these other methods. But yet we always see guns ablazing and now another dead body. Now more protests. I'm sure soon to be riots, huge lawsuits. Millions will be lost on this. Isn't it time we just equipped all the officers with these non-lethal options, train them in them completely so everyone who's out patrolling has these devices, knows how to use them, and we go from A to B, then to C, then to D, not right to Z. Can't we do better as a society, Nicholas?
We can, and one of the things that helps us do better, outside of police departments, there are levels of force. There are ways that you escalate a situation. When I was an attorney, we were trained in dealing with people who are mentally ill, who may be unstable, and there are a lot of things you can do without pulling a gun. But I haven't confirmed it, but I read in one of the news stories about the shooting in Chicago. This is actually the first criminal prosecution of a Chicago police officer for a killing while on the force in the history of Chicago. And so the reason that people go straight to the gun is that there isn't a consequence for being wrong. You're never criminally prosecuted. And frankly, you know, based on what I've seen, if there hadn't been a dash cam video, this would have been internally investigated and called the justified truth.
Well, that's very true. And it's unfortunate that we have these situations unfold the way that they do. Let me just add an interesting note here as a follow-up on a comment you meant. And we only have like 2 minutes left, but I'm going to get to you in a second, Ryan. I think in a couple of years ago, in 2012, there was another officer, I think Dante Servin, who was accused of involuntary manslaughter in a shooting of a suspect, but he was acquitted. But I believe that the force still took action against him, saying he used incredibly poor judgment in that case, and they discharged him. But the number of situations that take place and the actual number of officers that actually get charged, let alone any of them getting convicted, is astonishingly low. And it's very scary to think that, because we live in a civilized society. When you see the things that are going on, and many of them are captured on video now, it just, you know, blows someone's mind that this is what's happening.
That's the big change, is that in the past, the officers were given the benefit of the doubt. And if you've done jury trials, you know officers are given the benefit of the doubt when they testify. And you have cases like this. You have cases like Walter Scott down in South Carolina, where that officer was given the benefit of the doubt, and then the video comes out, and it turns out that he was straight up lying. And that's really what's changed, is that video now provides evidence where in the past it was, you know, one officer's word versus a dead guy. And the dead guy doesn't talk too much.
No, that's it. And that's why I think a referendum nationally has to go on. And we have a minute left, so I'm going to close this out with you, Ryan. Isn't it time when you see these things, and I'm so glad that we have the dash cams and some video cams, because we see these things now on video. Cops would just be skating by, and there wouldn't even be charges in this. They would just say, guy with a knife came, lunged, and boom, he shot him, and that would be the story with 10 officers to back it up. Isn't it time that those jurisdictions that aren't using dash cams or body cams, that we implement this as a nationwide referendum?
Well, I think it's long overdue that they implement it, and one thing that we're not really looking at is the fact that other people stood by and watched this officer shoot that kid and didn't do anything, didn't take any action. And I feel lately that taking non-action and not objecting to another's behaviors, as reprehensible as it is, should make you almost as responsible. Because if you don't act and you don't object, you're consenting. And I think that's what something really needs to change.
Well, that's
more people need.
That's a great point, Ryan, because, you know, if we want to really deal with rogue cops and expose bad cops, we need the good cops to speak up. The Al Sharptons who are race baiters need to be taken out of the equation. And everything they say, take it with a grain of salt, because it's about some, grandiose promotion. Ain't no better way to end this segment on words of wisdom from our own Brad Hirschfeld. Okay, folks, we got to leave it there. Thanks for sticking around. I want to thank our great panel, Libertarian Party Chair Nicholas Sarwark, the host of Financial Survival Network, Kerry Lutz, and, of course, author and lecturer, speaker, and guest on many talk shows, Brad Hirschfeld. Check out the book. You don't have to be wrong for me to be right. As I said before, great read. Pick it up. I know I enjoyed it. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. Have a great holiday again. And I want to thank you for following the show, all your great comments and tweets on Facebook and Twitter. And remember, keep checking out our webpage, www.AdamThompsonShow, www.AdamThompsonLaw. All our archive shows are there with great past debate segments and all our great guests. And remember, till next time, everybody.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.